don't want to work for me, so I got to do it on the phone.
Oh.
And everything, and shoot. Like I said, don't feel bad. Shoot, I'm coming off 2 days of doing doubles at the job. So how you been?
Been cool. Just been working.
I see. And it's been a minute since we last talked.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think about today. I was like, when was the last show? It was like mid last year, wasn't it?
I think either April or May.
Yeah, I think you had, not necessarily stepped back from the game, but you had changed, like, course, per se.
Yeah.
And everything. So from there, so what's been going on?
No, just trying to get this modeling on track.
Mm-hmm. So how is that going? Because God knows you said you wanted to focus more on the modeling side of things, and I don't think you were doing too much the dope film side of things too much anymore.
No, I quit the filming part. So it's just modeling right now.
Yeah, because you ain't the only, it's a whole bunch of people stepping back. Choose some fucking reasons and everything. And shoot, nothing wrong to retool, you know, period and stuff. So, I mean, because
it seems like everybody's getting their shit together, up and running.
Oh, yeah. I talked to one female, she does stand up comedian. She do stand up comedy now, or what have you. And two, also a lot of things that one thing we're going to talk about today on the show is transitioning out of the business. Because a lot of people, it's kind of like an athlete. When an athlete stops being an athlete, they don't know what to do. They're lost. You know, and I remember when I left the business, I was something like that. You get what I'm saying? Which in turn, why I ended up becoming a podcaster. But you are right now more focused on your modeling career. And everything. And we're going to touch on a lot of things, smokers. We're going to touch on what made her decide to do this and all this, because I want to do a deep dive on that. Because a lot of times when we listen to these podcasts, you hear it from the guides of someone that is still in the business or what have you, but never someone that decided to step away from the business. So we're going to tap into that with Ms. Tink. That's why I'm glad that she's on the show. So with that, let me get all this out the way. Welcome to the Smokers Lounge. You know I am, Captain Officer of a Champ, a.k.a. The Poor Rap Star. Find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/PornRapStar. Two sponsors to tell you about. First of being The first would be the hottest adult magazine in the game, RiseCentralMagazine.com. Next up, the award-winning, award-nominated, Voiceover with Smut. They even have a award-nominated virtual reality side of things. I'm talking about none other than BlushRocker.com, the proud member of the Black, part of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. Let's go over to shopgwdistrict.com and buy something, why don't you? Also, check me out on FullSwatRadio.com, as well as SkyHawkAdultTV.com, as well as the BGP LLC app. Now, as you can see, you've seen this gorgeous lady before. It's been a long time since we've seen this lovely lady. She might be short and small in stature, but when she was in the game, she was one of the freakiest. And also a very gorgeous and have a very bright future as a mom. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Tink Badass. Say hello to the smokers.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, so since we already know what we're going to talk about, because both of us are, now you can say, retired.
Very much so.
So, what was the breaking point?
Well, of course, this relationship. So, once I got into a relationship, I thought, it's just, one of the reasons I should quit. And also, as y'all may know, I was the one of the gangbang queens of the DMV. But as I was doing more and more of these gangbangs, it was getting really bad for my health. Like, I don't know if it's my pancreas or my stomach, but guys would just be pound towning and don't really care about how you do things. So when I would do stuff with my man, it would hurt. And that's, I don't like that.
Yeah. That is, yeah. Because, I mean, because people don't realize how physical taxing gangbangs can be for women. And, I mean, for one, what made you decide to do the gangbangs?
To be honest, I have no clue. Just fell right into it.
You said you want to check off all your freak box.
It just naturally happened.
So I'm asking this: if you didn't have your man, if you didn't have your man, because I know he was one of the deciding factors, and probably one of the major ones, but if he was in your life, would you have still stepped away?
Yes. Because like I just said, it was really getting bad for my health. And I really couldn't take it anymore.
Because see, of course, I got to ask good questions, or so bear with me for a minute. So now, people might say, well, then why don't you just stop doing the gangbangs and just focus on doing like one-on-one boy girl scenes, content trade, so on and so forth. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, well, to that, as far as one-on-one, people be bullshitting. People just don't take it seriously. And I just really don't have, especially in the DMV, people don't really take things. There's a lot of new content creators coming out, and it's just, I don't want to work with somebody that doesn't have an established following and just established themselves. It's just too many new people coming out, and I get it. Everyone wants to now be a content creator that they see and everybody else doing it, but I take this seriously, and it's just a lot of new people don't.
And see, that was part of my frustration, is finding someone. It ain't just finding bodies. Mm-hmm. It's finding someone that takes the shit serious, because people don't realize the headache of finding someone to work with. Because not only do you have to worry about them being comfortable in front of the camera, and you got to worry about the insecurities, because you had some motherfucker that sit there and say, anybody gonna see this?
I was gonna say, you don't know how many DMs I get about people asking me, like, how do I become famous? How do I get started? I'm like, one, you're a dude. I can't tell another dude how to be successful in this industry, because one, I'm a female, and two, I don't know how dudes make it. I'm only worried about myself. That's all I worry about. Me, myself, and I. So I don't got nothing for you. Sorry, just being honest.
Yeah, because it's, I always say this. When the girls be doing like little spaces, right? Talking about the business. And dudes be in there. I'm like, y'all just in there to try to holler at the girls, because it ain't no way in hell you taking soaking up the knowledge they saying, because the knowledge that they saying don't apply to us. Because we can't move the same way a woman can in this business. You know, period.
Plus, it's much easier for us because we're attractive. We can do the shit.
Yeah.
And guys, they just want the free pussy. Like, I'm not here for that. I'm here to make some money. So you should be too.
Yeah, Kanaka, I'm going to tell you, like, one of my last shoots, I didn't know the girl was a meth addict until we got right. And I said, you know something, maybe it's time for me to retire. But see, that's part of the frustrations with the business, because let's keep 100. Everybody don't enjoy just shoving a dildo in the gooch. You know, some females work better with another body, somebody to bounce off of, you know, period. Because as much as girls want to sit here and pretend that all it takes is for you to come into business with a dildo, at some point, they don't realize your family's going to get tired of you doing solos. They're going to want to see what to do.
Okay. Doing that over and over again is going to get tiring, it's going to get exhausting, and nobody's going to want to see it anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just bad. Real people just need to do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, like, even professional films, people get tired of seeing that. It's mainly, I mainly see amateurs a lot nowadays. A lot of amateurs.
Well, see, because it dominates, that style, first of all, dominates our industry. Because, like I said, like, for example, if you came in when I came in, you probably would have liked it better because there wasn't a lot of what we got now. The dudes that came in, we had to take it serious. Because if we didn't, we wouldn't make any money and we wouldn't get nobody. Because the girls, when they came to shoot with us, they were expecting us to have lights, the camera. The shit is like a professional set. We couldn't just show up with a camera and ain't had no lights and think that we gonna shoot this girl.
Right.
They actually wanted us to send dick pictures because they wanted to see was we aesthetically pleasing to the film. Yes, people, they wanted to make sure we was porn adequate size. You know?
And this is so funny. Recently had a guy in my DM ask me, hey, how do I get started? I'm like, I don't know. I can't tell you how to get started. And he said, can you recommend me to somebody? I'm like, I don't know you. I can't just recommend somebody I don't know.
Meet you and we ain't done nothing. I had girls do that stupid shit too, but can you send me somewhere? I'm like, I haven't seen your work. We haven't worked together. Because
right, I haven't done it.
No, go ahead. What you about to say?
And then he was like, well, can I show you what I'm working with? I'm like, that's not going to help. Just because you have a, whether it's big or small, thick or thin, that's not telling me how you are in front of the camera and how you work. That's not telling me nothing. I can't recommend you. I have nothing for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because see, let me explain to you why smokers. She recommended this dude. He goes shoot with a chick and he blow the wad, let's say. He fucks up. That's on her. And the way that this business is, if you bring somebody in that fucks up, the whole business turn on your ass.
Online. Even though I'm not in the business no more, but that's still my reputation. That's still gone.
You know, period. Because even if you don't do porn anymore, you might work within the confines of it, meaning still having the contacts. There's still magazines that go to the conventions and all that good stuff, you know, period. So, hell, you might decide you want to get back into it on the fed side. Who knows? You want to keep a good representation of yourself, even though you might have left the game, a reputation that if you come back, you can still run as if you never left, you know, period.
I'm not about to mess my reputation up for anybody. I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Yeah, because I'm sorry. Like, because especially when you're trying, because people don't realize the pressure in our business is we have to keep fresh content in order to make money. Because one scene don't make money. And once the fans like you, they want more. So we have to keep up updates, you know, period. And I've been there, motherfuckers flaking. Nothing worse, you done bought a whole hotel, the motherfucker don't show up.
I get it. Trust me. I've already been through that way too many times.
Yeah. So, shoot. So with you, like, was it your boyfriend that helped you be at peace with leaving and not coming back? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And do you miss it sometimes?
I mean, yes, he made me a better person as far as leaving. Like, I realized that it's really not for me. And do I miss it? No, I don't. I don't miss it.
So now, because you hear females that got in the business and they trash you. So with your experience in porn, was it overall bad experience or it became bad towards the end?
it wasn't overall bad experience because the people I thought was going to help me really didn't help me.
So, we ain't going to say their name, but we about to talk shit about your ass. So you watching this and it's you. Yeah, you the reason why niggas like you should be in the business, because I'm about to explain that in a minute. what was done that they did not do?
I think just giving me certain pointers and like keeping in track with me and what I'm supposed to be doing. And also just having me film with the right people that do.
So they were just bringing you bodies. They just won't try to get established time to work with you.
Right.
See? Y'all about to hear. Say what?
No, so I will say this. There is one person that the film was great. I filmed with him and it was great. He was cool. But other than that, everybody else was just.
I know Fonzo hated you, girl. So what? Highly of your ass. He talked very highly of you.
Who?
Alfonso. You shot with Alfonso. Hey. She's I'm not saying nothing. I'm not saying a word. Dude, I am not shedding sharp, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not shedding sharp, baby. But the look on her face. Okay. See, we had to bring you back to Premium Smoker so we have that conversation. That's why I said bad experiences makes a person lose the passion and the love for the game. If you have enough of them, you know, because that's the other part of this, is when you get in this business, it's finding the right people that can help you. And here's the kicker, believe in you. Because a lot of times, dudes don't believe in the girl, they just believe in the money and the business. You feel what I'm saying? With me, go ahead.
No, I would get that a lot. People will always say, you got the look, you got the talent, you'll be great. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but see, I mean, don't get twisted. You do have a look. You to me, you was a star in the making. What hurt you was the people that surrounded you didn't understand the business, didn't know the business. And if they don't know the business, understand the business, how can they help you? You know, period. Like if a girl asks me who should be good to work with, I tell them no. Go holler at my man, Mr. Nuts, and my boy, Richard Mann. The reason why they're professional, they're not in the business for pussy, and they take the shit serious. And you're guaranteed to run into male talents who takes it serious, because they're only going to bring who takes it serious, you know, period. I keep telling everybody, you can't be successful if you surround yourself with a flock of failure, because all you're going to get is failure, you know, period. And like I said, you ain't the only girl that been through that. I done seen girls back in my day that wouldn't do content. Because when they first got in the game, they did a content trade. The motherfucker didn't give them their content. Thus, now, every dude that comes behind him, he got to pay for that dude's sin. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, they made you feel left out to dry, per se.
Yeah.
So that other question is, I know you tried to take the bulls by the horn and do it yourself. What was the biggest hurdle that you had to get over?
As far as what?
It like, put it this way. You saw that they weren't doing shit for you, per se. So when Tink took over and said, now fuck these motherfuckers. Let me take control. What was the biggest hurdle that was hard for you to get over?
Just getting people to work with me, because I would say, hey, do you want to do a content trade or a paid shoot?
Mm-hmm.
The most responsible about that trade. I'm like, yeah, not all content trades are a good trade. I need to make money too. So some people I would do offer a paid shoot for. I would tell them my price and be like, nah, never mind. I don't want to do it.
Mm.
It's just the fact of trying to make money. Mm-hmm. Like I said, all content trades are not going to be good. And also, OnlyFans is getting really strict about what is posted on their website. So I had to find a new platform to post mm-hmm. videos on and try to make money from. So that's also what happened.
Oh, no. I've been talking about that for the past couple of episodes. The game now is about having that .com, and it's going to be the streaming services that girls need to have a standalone site, because that's and direct people to it. I mean, don't get it twisted. Do ladies still need to have the other platforms? Yeah, because unfortunately, dudes, we are creatures of habit. We are stubborn creatures of habit. If he was on OnlyFans, his dumb ass gonna stay on OnlyFans, because that's the only site that I know, and I know how to use that, and I don't want to switch over, even though I jerk off to her all the time. But for the fans that will, having a .com, guess what? You ain't got to worry about the rule changes. You ain't got to worry about keeping up with the 2257 and all that, for the most part. And you can put whatever the fuck you want on their site. So if you got scat, water, sports, BDSM, kicking a dude in the fucking nuts and making him vomit, you can put that up on the .com. You can't do that on these other sites. Because, I mean, I had a long, deep dive. I plan to do a long, deep dive on these sites to break it down to people to why these sites have the leniency to do what they do. Because they're not based over here, and they're not under the same guidelines as a U.S.-based company as far as taxes, as far as rules. Because think about it. OnlyFans don't even set 2257 no more. I ain't never seen a site that sit there and say, even the sites that was from overseas was except 2257. Now OnlyFans said, we don't want that. So the next question is transitioning out. How did you plot your transition out and your move into doing more modeling?
Well, of course, my man had a big part of it. So once we started getting more and more serious, there have been certain boundaries that we set in place for each other. Now, he's okay with me, like, doing work, but it's about the money.
Yeah.
So if I'm money, it ain't gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been through already, I wasn't really making no money anyway. So I just said, I'll quit.
Mm-hmm.
But the main part about that was my health. So I really just think I needed a break.
Part of that is taking the bouncing.
I don't know if everybody else feels this way, but I feel like my photos are great. I take great photos. Mm-hmm. As people, I take really great photos. So I feel as though I'll be better as a model than a film model.
So, but I'm asking you this. With any of the other stuff within the business, do you still do that? Do you do customs? Do you do FaceTimes or webcam or anything of that nature?
I would do customs. I would do that. But as far as FaceTimes, I don't want to get these people my real number.
I'm talking about through the do cam sites and shit.
Oh, no, because I've seen people I see people do actual FaceTime, like, with their actual number. I'm like, no, I'm not getting these people.
Face. Face.
So,
Skype. There's what app. There's so many apps you can use. That if you really want to do a FaceTime with a real phone number that ain't your phone number, you can do. You an idiot if you do it with your phone.
But even with those regular FaceTimes like Skype, WhatsApp, I still wouldn't do it anyway because I think just phone sex is just played out, in my opinion. I'm not really into sexting.
Well, shoot, I ain't gonna say that it's necessarily played out, but if it ain't something that you into, then no. It's knowing what in the business to do that works for you and doing it good. You get what I'm saying? Because not everybody, you're like, not every girl is into doing a solo. They need a dude. Some females don't want to do. They just rather have to deal with them. So good, they perfect for solos. You get what I'm saying? You know? So shoot, because even with girls that may stop filming, they still might do parts of the business that makes the money. You know,
customs, and I'll send like photos and videos. I'll still do that.
So did you take down any of your sites, or are you just retooling them?
I'm just retooling them.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So basically, any video you do would be more of a risque, but not necessarily X-rated. Like you might be doing some twerk, butt naked cooking.
I'm actually thinking about starting to. I'll still do like solo, or me and my man want to make a video and I post it. But as far as like other people, I won't do anything with other people. Just videos of me and my significant other.
Oh no, because see, you should listen to my girl Marilyn Knott Monroe. She already said it. I'm not fucking nobody else but my man on camera. That's it. I might fuck a chick. And kind of to a similar situation with you, she said, I did that with working other guys. And it I guess it was just something about it. It was the headache. You know what I'm saying? And so when she found Jordan Wright, who is her man, who actually is in the business, she focused more on just them filming. And he's kind of doing the same thing. He might still film outside of her every now and then, but his focus is about them. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, shit, to a boyfriend, hey, you ain't got to worry about showing your face, dude. She just needs your dick. That's all she needs.
Actually,
face. I saw your face. But that's even better. Y'all just started couples OnlyFans.
Basically, yeah. I post us on all the time on Twitter, so people know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because people will stop if he's out somewhere or I'm out somewhere or we out together. People will still stop us and like, hey, I've seen y'all work on Twitter. Good job.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna front. People don't, because people would think we once again another misconception that they always want to see you with a new body. No, they do like familiarity. Your fans, let's say, like, for example, you'll have fans that want to see you, would be mad if they saw you with anybody other than him. No, seriously. Because of the simple fact of that, like, one of the things that I had a conversation with somebody about, fans do like regularity. Like, they might see you with a male talent and they want to see you again. And when they see you with that male talent, that money and sales soar because they love seeing y'all two together. The reason.
Yeah, so,
go ahead.
People asking us to do more couple content. I'm like, we haven't made something in a while, but people still ask us, like, hey, when's the new couple content coming out? I'm like, it's coming. Just give us, we got our own regular lives to focus on too. So okay. It ain't just about filming 24/7.
Yeah, because they see the authentic. I can't never say that goddamn word right.
Authenticity
of y'all video because it's a chemistry there because y'all together, you know, period. So it's kind of like, and once again, it's that regularity, you know, period. Once again, remember I told y'all the blueprint, she already got shooting with other guys out the way. Now she got her regular resident male talent, which is her husband. So if she ever need a boy, girl for customer, what have you, all she gotta do is just bump his ass, wake him up. Wake up, honey time.
Wake up, it's time to film, time to make this money.
So with the modeling, because also people don't realize it takes money to pursue the modeling, because also part of this is that you gotta build a portfolio, a modeling portfolio. Yes, that's right, people. I do know about that part of the game too. With fashion, lingerie and stuff like that. So how do you go about finding your photographer to get those type shots?
As far as that go, I've just been taking photos with anybody who's willing to, so I can just at least get my face out there more and more. As far as like building a portfolio, and I realize I gotta pay money to make money, so I might just have to sign up for a modeling school and go through that transition and bigger and better.
Sure, I don't think you need modeling school. I just think you need a modeling agent.
Well, that too.
You know what I'm saying? Because okay, I'm gonna give us some knowledge. All right. When females modeling ain't the same as porn, so people understand this. Because now it's about really about marketability and your look. So with that being said, plus also with you drifting out of porn, now you kind of can drift towards mainstream, which in turn might get sponsorship with the Fashion Novas, some of the clothing lines, or what have you. You get what I'm saying? Spokesmodel shit. So there you go. So part of that is, like I said, having the professional looking pictures, having some pictures fashion-wise. Tell females, have fashion pics. You have your lingerie pics and you have your baby suit pics. Because 9 out of 10, any of these companies, they're going to want you in a dress or some jeans or something of that nature. You know, you got the lingerie companies, you know, and then, of course, baby suits, you know, period, and stuff. And also reaching out to fashion designers in the area that might be looking for a model to model their shit. You know, period. Or in New York or what have you, you know. And then also another thing is, if you buy something, let's say from Fashion Nova or from Tumi, guess what? You take pictures and you model it and you tag, this is where I got it from. You want to know how to get in the Playboy? You submit Playboy looking pictures. And that's the truth, you know, period. So so what you have, have you been doing any pictures?
I've been doing more lingerie pictures than fashion pictures. So I need to get my fashion pictures started. But I do have some photographers, I'm not going to say the names, that do work for certain magazines. And they said that they can submit photos of me and see if they like them and see where it goes. So I do have like a probably 10% chance of maybe getting into a magazine with one of my photographers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'll take that, like, any cascades. And two. So now on the social media, what have you been doing on social media aside from the TikTok to the chat? I mean, because even though you out the point business, we still have to somewhat move as if we in it, because the way that the game has shifted, that now we got to be on social media and stuff of that nature. And the girls do need safe for work material way more now than ever before. So how would you be doing on social media side to get your face and name out there?
I've just been posting my photo shoots. As far as Instagram goes, I'll just post my photo shoots on there, or just regular social outing photos, really. It's not like I'm doing crazy shit on Instagram, because they don't like that shit anyway.
Shit, that's why you ain't doing no TikTok skits. You got personality.
Go on TikTok, but I just think TikTok is mainly for kids, so I really don't be on TikTok.
No, I was just making a suggestion. I don't either. The reason why I'm It ain't got shit to do with kids. It's because I got sick and tired of fucking flagging my damn videos. It ain't been nothing but just an audio video just showing the cover of the damn, you know what I'm saying, the episode with what we call it. They flagging me for audio. I'm saying, like, because we cussed.
And it's so funny you said it because I've been seeing certain TikToks that, like, are not safe for work. I'm like, you getting away with this on TikTok? How?
And Twitter. I saw one girl breastfeeding her child.
Could have been like that, so I'm not worried about Twitter at all.
No, Twitter shit. Twitter new Pornhub.
Basically. Twitter is the new Pornhub.
Every time I open my shit at 6 in the morning, I'm seeing some shit. I'm like, damn, it's just a little too early.
It's never too early. Never too early.
So. I'm trying to think what else I'm going to ask you. I'm doing two things at once. So, what's some of the, well, I'm going to ask you this then. Have you thought about maybe drifting more into fetish?
I mean, really the only fetish I have is bondage. So I'm trying to get bondage photos in there. But as far as like doing other fetishes, like you said, the dominatrix, the people like the kicking in the balls. Actually, I had a guy DM me asking me, can I kick him in the balls? And I was like, I don't want to hurt you. That's what I'm scared of.
That way they won't.
You want me to kick you in your balls? Are you sure?
No, they actually, you be, yes. Yes, actually, yeah. Because they get off. They actually come when you kick them in the balls, for real.
That's crazy.
You be that some of these fashions, you'd be surprised. You'd be like, for real? For real? I would laugh at one girl like, shit, hell, you got dudes that will buy your squirt and want you to put it in the jar.
I've seen that. Fart in their face, squirt in the jar, pissing in the jar. I've seen it all.
Yeah, because, funny you say the bondage, because people don't realize there's a whole sector of bondage video that ain't got shit to do with sex. It's damsel in distress. Where our video is she's tied up. And she just rolled around tied up. That's the video. Whitney Morgan is going for that shit.
Trying to struggle to get out. Like, help me, please help me.
Yeah. And no, she loved doing the, Joker knocked out Wonder Woman, so she's tied up. And the video is him tying her ass up. That's the video. And at the end of it, she just tied up and thrown him. Yeah.
I actually enjoy that. That sounds like fun.
But I can see you with the bondage pictures and images and stuff like that, because I really think that your look, you should really go into the alt side of it, because you have a unique, like, look. And it's like kind of like a hardcore sex appeal look, where I can see you with the bondage. Also, I like the fact you make faces. You have great face expressions. You know, period. I just love that grit, that once you got that grit, like. Yeah. You know, period. So, I mean, But like I said, because even with modeling, you have to do something other than modeling to generate money. Because modeling, back in the day when there was enough magazines out there and magazines was a thing, it was money there. You know, period. It used to be a time where, a woman could just make money. She didn't have to have videos. She just had to have some nude pictures. She good to go. So with you, what other things are you looking at that can make you money to help you pursue this?
Well, right now I just have a regular 9-to-5 job. So I'm not really, I'm trying to, you know, save up, build up before I can actually fully transition to the modeling side. So I do have a regular job right now.
So are we going to be doing the calendar this year?
So funny. I thought about like making my own calendar, But I gotta figure out what site I can use to make some custom calendars.
Yeah, because that's the other thing with the modeling is you can sell posters, sign posters, girls can sell calendars and stuff like that. I know motherfuckers look at me like, people still buy that? Yes, they do. Especially, oh, and the real money? Prison.
Yeah. Prison.
You can sell pictures in that bitch, make money.
Oh, I know, trust me.
Oh, you already looked into it. See, you already.
No, I only said it because I used to talk to this guy who's he's currently still in jail, but I used to talk to this guy that was in jail. And I know how jail shit goes.
Yeah, I just know, like, from what I remember, unless they changed it, because yeah, them fuckers have cell phones in there now. They be having TikTok videos, but I digress.
Oh, they still do.
That what you can do is you can send a catalog which details the photo sets, and the guys pick them, and they either, well, I don't know if they cash. Well, I mean, back then they used to, you know, send money or a check or whatever. You know what I mean? They still were able to do that. And probably nowadays they probably cash out. Fuck you in prison with a cash out.
Don't ask me.
That's a serious commissary. Hey, you know, commissary. Yes, you just sent me $20 in my cash out. Just do it. But nah, you send them, and what they do is they make the order, and you send them the photo set, but it's picture. Now, I don't know how it works, because I know they get on computers nowadays and what have you. So it might be something similar. But yeah, I mean, people realize it's ways for models to make money with their pictures. We just don't hear about it, because what dominates the news feed and social media is OnlyFans. And what do we talk about OnlyFans? Sex work, people busting it open. So it's kind of like females don't even know how to necessarily move as a model in 2023, 2024, because no one talks about it.
No one talks about it, and it's just, you don't really see it often. I mean, I've been trying to do some research on, you know, how to get started. I've just been looking at different, like, Instagram influencers and, like, websites and ambassadors. Mm-hmm. So I think I should move in that direction as well.
Yeah.
To get started.
Yeah, because the whole thing of it is that why I tell females, no, you have to have safe for work shit, because it opens you up to be more marketable to these companies. Because some of these companies don't give a fuck that you did porn or you fucked somebody on camera. And anything, they'll be like, well, shit, if you sold that, I'm pretty sure you can sell my shit. But they want to see you have a look that will be marketable for them. That's the reason why the professional pics and stuff. Because girls, you think they're going to get brand deal with some fucking selfies.
Nah.
Because you know, IG models come with professional looking shit.
Nah, it ain't just about the nude pictures. You got to do more than nude. You got to do fashion.
Yeah. Yeah, because shit, I can't hear how would you look like in a baby suit, you butt-ass naked.
I mean, even though nude may sell, like, either the first or the second most, but you still need other genres of photos to get in there.
And which is great, because back in the day, porn stars, they were models, too, because they had the pretty girl pictures. Even in the mid-level or amateur level, as they called it, we took pictures. I took pictures that were able to her to promote on Instagram and Facebook, and then risque pictures that she could put anywhere else. You know, period. And this is why I think happened. I'm about to piss off some people. More people got in the business, more girls got in the business because they saw, I don't have to fuck a dude to do it. They saw girls using the dildo, this, that, and third. Not realizing that a lot of these girls were webcammers who made their content while doing a webcam show. You feel what I'm saying? So then I got two birds with one stone. Actually, their money wasn't even based off the content. They used that to try to attract you to go see them on webcam. But that, to me, where the saturation came in, you know, period. Because back in the day, most women didn't want to get in the business because I don't want to fuck all these dudes. And so...
And also, people just thinking about the money that they could possibly make. Like, you being in this, you're not going to think make the money that you think you're going to make.
No. No. But see, that's because of the Miss B Nasties, the Zay Hill Biggies, the Jimmy Smacks, who love posting how much they made on OnlyFans. The articles of the girls that made six figures. They made it for that 1 month, though. They made that big bag for that 1 month. But they don't tell you that. Because I said it before, OnlyFans paid for a lot of articles to be released to make the average dude think they can be a porn star. To make the average female.
And that's why there's people trying to come in. Like, you're not going to make the money that you think you're going to make. Like, stop letting these people fool you. Stop listening to everything on the internet. Like, there's some good days, and there's mostly bad days.
Yeah. You know how many girls went from full-time to part-time and got a 9-to-5? Because the money ain't money and the math ain't mathing.
The money ain't mathing.
Yeah. You know, period. And plus, on top of that, also it's good to have a 9-to-5 because it's kind of hard to explain to the renter what the fuck you do for a living.
I mean, I don't know how strippers, as far as that goes. I'm pretty sure strippers just tell people, hey, I'm a stripper. I can pay this rent.
But even that or he frequents the strip club and he's a fan. No, I'm talking to strippers. They just list it as an entertainment stuff. All this is just showing your bank statements, you know, period. And a track record per se. You know, like, yeah, I got my own entertainment business. But they're not just going to come out and say I'm a stripper. Because they do have the right to deny your application for any reason. And they ain't got to tell you. You know, period. Because think about it, even in Vegas, females who do porn have a hard time finding an apartment. And they have porn companies, so that tell you. So, but...
It's so funny because people move to Vegas. I'm like, no, people keep convincing me to move to Vegas, thinking it's going to be better for me.
Well, model wise, or what we call it, two places for sure. Vegas, these three places, Vegas, LA, New York. Because LA, obviously, is Hollywood. Vegas, because that is the showgirl. It now became a porn hub, but there's a lot of photographers there. You can tap into the BDSM side of the lifestyle, BDSM, run into photographers on that end, and stuff of that nature. And then, of course, New York is New York.
Yeah.
You know, period. Shit, hell. If you're up there, there's so much you can get into. So it's kind of like, if you move to Vegas, I don't think it probably will help. Because, like I said, because one, you're an earshot from LA anyway. And I'm sure it would be hard to find photographers, magazines, and stuff of that nature. You know, period. I'm surprised you ain't party hosting. Be on so many party flies, hosted by Deep Badass. So, but shoot, but not. Nah, but like I said, I mean, I see you transitioning well, though.
I'm making it.
Shoot, well, trust and believe. It's like I said. Well, you were different than me. You were ready to get the fuck about me. I I still feel I had something left in the tank, but it just, once I lost that passion, it and plus, it's nothing like it. Go ahead.
No, I mean,
well, technically, okay. Get it out, even though you can fuck your boyfriend, I mean, fuck your man.
Technically.
So you're in it. You just readjusted.
I feel like if I was in the DMV and I was in a relationship probably somewhere else, it would probably have been better. The DMV is not for porn stars and content creators.
Only time it is when he has Exotica. That's the only time.
So, that Exotica ain't in it no more. Mm-hmm. I heard ABN.
Oh, ABN be popping. That's why I was going to ask you, was you still going to attend some conventions? I think you should. I mean, even though you're not technically active in the industry, you're still part of the industry. Because you probably still would do some nude photos. You probably do some Playboy stuff. You know, and like I said, you still probably do boy girl with your man. So I think it wouldn't hurt if you went to some of the conventions. It wouldn't, I think it would help you as you went to ABN. You know,
yeah, I was gonna go this year, but I heard that it wasn't popping.
I mean, let's be honest, majority of these conventions just ain't popping anymore. If you going for network or to get content. It's really not even about the convention half the damn time. Unless you just go, I want to go to ABN because it's a bucket list. And plus the fact I didn't get nominated this year, and hopefully I get nominated next year. So,
I mean, it's always next year, so I got time.
So, but like I said, but what affirmation? Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you got it now, but what affirmation are you looking for that makes you feel good about your move?
Just not having to deal with the bullshit anymore.
Yes. Yeah, cause
Flakers, the bullshit, the non-workers, the non-business people, just growing up makes you think different.
Oh yeah, cause I mean, I ain't gonna front. Whenever I sit here and question, should I retire? Something happens that affirms that was a very good business decision for me to retire. Whether it's something with the industry. And what really affirmed it was getting nominated for ABN. Because I never got nominated as a talent, but I get nominated as a podcaster. So there you go. It must be meant for me to do it.
And everybody just says, oh, you look so much happier. I'm like, do I?
Yeah, because when you chase this game, it does put a toll on you mentally and emotionally, you know? And especially when you keep running into roadblocks, such as guys flaking, it becomes discouraging. Because one, you're like, well, damn, I ain't worth working with. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not worth working with. It's just they see me as someone to take advantage of.
That's not cool.
Just because I'm a female, I'm just easier to push over.
Really, I think a lot of these, but see, also, like I said, it's a lot of these dudes because, once again, because it's so easy to get the business, you don't respect the business. And if they don't respect the business, they damn sure ain't going to respect the women in it. Mm-hmm. You know, period. Because at the end of the day, yes, I'm saying this. If she continued, yeah, I'd probably be talking to somebody probably nominated for ABN next year. You know, period. And still might be nominated for ABN. Don't get it twisted. You know. But sometimes I tell people, do what's best for your mental health. You know. And don't think that you're the only person that ever decided to, I'm not fucking anybody else but my boyfriend on camera moving forward. You're one of a few females that I know that has said that this year and been doing it. And still, and making better money, actually, than when they was working with other talent.
Right, it seemed like a lot of people are stepping back from certain shit that they recently used to do. So it's kind of calming down.
Yeah. Sad to say. But see, the reason, but see, it comes back to the porn star. I told everybody, yeah, it was going to be a boom to content creators because you had the pandemic. You had females think this shit was easy. All I got to do is stuff a dildo. But when people, the pandemic was over and niggas start going outside, that's who you see the really real, who's really, really in it. And why they in it. You feel what I'm saying? Because you can tell a person, you can tell a lot about a person when they're struggling, not when they're being successful. So, like I said, I can tell that you're happier. You see, yeah, so congratulations on your transition from retiring as female talent as far as industry concerned. But like I said, but trust and believe, smokers, you will see some fuck videos from her and her man. So, and with that being said, you know we're at the end of another wonderful episode. And you know what we need Miss Badass to tell us, where we can spend that good money on her ad so we can help fuel her modeling career. Tell me what's going on, girl.
You can either subscribe to my OnlyFans at Type Tink or send a Cash App, Tink Badass 01.
And no, I'm going to tell you what's funny, because you know this before we go. All the top IG models have a fuck video or two on their OnlyFans. They just don't promote it.
Oh yeah, that's definitely true. Like you're not them fucking.
Yeah, because ain't no way in hell they're gonna continue to get shit, and all they doing is twerking. Hell no, they want to see you twerk on the dick. But see, with you already got that out the way.
Pretty much.
So guess what? If you want to see her bust it open, she already got the videos now. For y'all back, but y'all might not see too much busting over moving forward. So with that being said, and yes, she will be back, because I don't give a damn that you don't do porn anymore. We have a lot still to talk about.
Wonder.
You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, people, she will be back. And we're going to get her on the Premium Smoke Room. I'm going to get her a little sexy for y'all, wear some lingerie or something. You know what I'm saying? And y'all know about the premium set. Y'all know about the Premium Smoke Room. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy on loyal fans. More candid, more provocative, more wild. Titties might come out. Dildos might come out. You don't know unless you subscribe. $25.99 a month. And in the video store, you get to see me in action. You get to see that I know what the fuck I'm talking about. So with that being said, you know how we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience if you haven't learned anything? Smoke this over. Miss Badass, say goodbye to him.
Adios.